From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile that crashed seconds after takeoff. South Korea's defense ministry reported the failed launch Thursday. The incident comes less than a week after Pyongyang celebrated the launch of a missile from a submarine. South Korea told Yonhap News Agency the missile flew for about 30 kilometers and the test did not appear to have been a success. Pyongyang's latest missile launches come as South Korea and the United States conduct annual joint military drills that North Korea has labeled a provocation. The UN's Syria envoy says he plans to hold another round of peace talks next month, but called for a ceasefire to be revitalized before setting a date. Stefan de Mistura made the comments Thursday after briefing the UN Security Council on the talks. He said the discussions had gained some ground despite escalating violence in Syria.
A few hours ago, we had an airstrike on a hospital in Aleppo, on eastern Aleppo. And probably what I heard, the last pediatric doctor, was killed.
Also Thursday, the International Committee of the Red Cross warned that the war-torn city of Aleppo is on the brink of a humanitarian crisis. That violence includes the shelling of government-held parts of Aleppo by rebel forces Thursday that killed at least 14 people. A senior intelligence analyst says members of al-Shabaab in Somalia, who recently pledged alliance to the Islamic State, are moving into the capital, Mogadishu. Colonel Abdullahi Mao told VOA that some al-Shabaab members are fleeing to the capital and to areas near the border with Kenya because they were overpowered in the region. VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Thursday told Austria's lower house of parliament that increasing restrictions on migrants will negatively impact Europe's commitments to international law. Ban told the legislators that under international and European laws, they have a moral and legal principle obligation to help those fleeing war, human rights abuses, and persecution.
When the arrival process is well managed, accepting refugees is a win for everyone. These are brave, resilient, and forward-looking people. They bring needed skills and energy to their new societies.
His comments came on the same day legislators in Austria's upper house are scheduled to vote on a measure that would allow authorities to stop accepting asylum requests at the border if they decide it is necessary to protect internal security. If passed, Austria's new law would also mandate temporary asylum for migrants who have applied for asylum since November 15th. They would be compelled to leave Austria after 3 years if Vienna rules that their home countries have become safe. China has passed a controversial law that imposes new rules on foreign non-governmental organizations and puts the registration and supervision of such groups under the control of public security authorities. The full text of the law was not immediately available, but authorities said the legislation has 7 chapters and 54 articles. The law was passed by China's parliament, the National People's Congress, with a vote of 147 in favor and only one opposing and one abstention vote. Following passage of the new law Thursday, authorities gave assurances the legislation was not meant to restrict foreign NGOs from operating, but aimed at providing clearer regulations and boundaries for the nearly 10,000 foreign organizations in China. South Korea has announced its Olympic athletes will wear long-sleeve shirts and pants containing mosquito repellent for ceremonies and training during the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The uniforms are meant to ward off mosquito-borne transmission of the Zika virus, which causes only mild symptoms in most people but can cause birth defects when pregnant women are infected. Russia has launched the first rocket from its new cosmodrome, Vostochny, after a one-day delay for technical reasons. Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to the Far East Russian location for the launch, congratulating Cosmodrome workers after the event while also scolding them for the delay. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.